just about a couple of days ago, I was started receiving congratulations messages from people in Ireland. I was looking at some of these tags and these names, and I said, my goodness, I don't know who these people are, and I don't know why they're congratulating me, until I finally found out that the other Michael Duffy signed with the Celtics, and I was sort of overwhelmed. I've never in my life been confused with a professional athlete, so it was a first for me to receive those types of congratulations. But it was happy to see a young man doing so well and advancing in his career, and to share the same name. We're proud to be Duffy's today.
Because, of course, it's Michael Duffy, Derry City player, just signed for Glasgow Celtic. Yourself, you know, priest with Irish heritage over in New York. It's maybe not, I don't know, a comparison that people would automatically make. Do you think they just saw the name and thought, oh, that's Michael Duffy?
I got to be honest, I think that's exactly it. My Twitter handle, you know, I'm pretty active on the internet as a parish priest. My Twitter handle is at Michael Duffy. And his is at Michael Duffy with an underscore after it. So I think people are leaving that off and sending me the congratulations by mistake. That's all that is.
How did you feel then when you started getting all this messages? Were you thinking, have I got an alter ego somewhere, which is effectively is the case, I suppose?
Maybe my doppelganger over in Ireland. I got to say, it was a joy to see somebody doing so well with their career and their life, and to see that he's impacted other people is nice to see that, you know, and to have a bit of the family pride, you know, who knows if we're related maybe a couple of generations back, but to share the same exact name as myself and my father with this young man, there's a little bit of pride there that he's doing so well and he's such a great athlete, and that he's advancing and people are so happy for him. He's obviously made an impact in the country there and in Derry, and the people seem to like him and support him. So to be receiving messages on his behalf, it's a joy for me too.
Absolutely, and I'm just going to read this tweet of yours out because you
sure.
got involved to say, I seem to be getting confused with an Irish soccer player by the name at Michael Duffy underscore. At least one Michael Duffy is a famous athlete. Are you saying you're not a famous football player?
I must say, I am not a famous footballer. I am not a famous athlete. I'm not an athlete at all.
Do you watch soccer, you would call it? Do you watch soccer? Do you watch Celtic?
I don't. I to be honest, I've never heard of them. I only watch soccer if it happens to be at the World Cup or if somebody else is watching it. You know, here in New York, we have a lot of international priests coming to us. So we have priests from Ghana and from Africa and even South America, and they happen to watch a lot of soccer. So I would sit with them and watch some football with them playing teams. But I've never come across Derry or the Celtics, and never heard of them before until these last couple of days.
Would you, do you think maybe now you might be more inclined to turn on the television and watch Celtic, or maybe if you're ever over in Ireland, come and see Derry City play?
I got to say, I think I'd like that very much. I'm going to be keeping an eye on my namesake over there. And see, and root for him and cheer for him on, and hope that he plays well and you know, root for the team.